The eerie story behind a hunted murder stone placed in memory of a Papalwick teenager brutally killed more than 200 years ago. A haunted murder stone put in place in memory of a Papalwick teenager has a tragic history and story behind it after a 17-year-old was beaten to death by Charles Rotherham more than 200 years ago. Largely forgotten in the undergrowth of the A60 Nottingham Road near Harlow Wood, this simple stone was erected in 1819 by the shocked residents in response to the murder of 17-year-old Elizabeth Bessie Shepherd. Elizabeth lived in the rural village of Papalwick. She was walking along the Nottingham Road travelling to Mansfield looking for work. It's possible that she intended staying there until she found a job, or possibly had just enjoyed herself there. Either way, she stayed overnight. Being successful in finding a job, the following morning she started the long walk home past Harlow Wood at the bottom of the hill near the bend in the road. Near the bend in the road, she disturbed a man who was sleeping under a hedge at the side of the road. He'd been drinking in the nearby Hut public house. Without any warning, the man hit the poor girl on the left side of her head, knocking Bessie senseless, sending her spinning to the ground. Finding no money on the girl, he untied her shoes and stole her yellow umbrella that she was carrying. After throwing the body into the ditch by the roadside, he returned to the Hut, where he failed to sell his stolen goods. He then continued to head south towards Nottingham, stopping at the 7 Mile Inn to try and sell the shoes. Being unsuccessful, the killer continued on to the Three Crowns Inn at Red Hill, where he did manage to sell the shoes and also left without the umbrella. The man was later identified as one Charles Rotherham, a 33-year-old scissor grinder from Sheffield. Shepherd's body was found by some quarrymen who were travelling along past the spot. They also found the murder weapon, which was a blood-stained hedge stake. The body was taken to Sutton for an inquest that lasted 2 days. Bessie was buried in Papalwick churchyard. After leaving such a clear trail, the police and the public knew who to look for, and Constable Benjamin Barnes duly arrested Charles Rotherham near Loughborough. The officer had to fend off an angry crowd who wanted to impose their own justice. Constable Barnes took Charles Rotherham back to the scene of the crime, where he admitted everything, but the motive to this day is still unclear. Bessie Shepherd was apparently in the wrong place at the wrong time. It was said at the trial that Charles Rotherham had spent 8 years in the army, which probably included many years of fighting against Napoleon and France. He could possibly also have been at the Battle of Waterloo in 1815. His time in the army may have dulled his sense of decency, which today would have been diagnosed as PTSD. Rotherham was found guilty of the murder, and on Monday the 28th of July 1817, there was a public execution by hanging in Nottingham. A Penny Dreadful was produced telling the whole story in much more detail, and you can find a copy in Mansfield Museum. It was a man by the name of Anthony Bockles who started a collection to raise money to pay for the memorial stone and site the monument that we see today on Nottingham Road. In 1960, the road was widened and the stone moved slightly, and another more permanent inscription added on the opposite side. There have been numerous stories about the ghost of Bessie Shepherd in the vicinity of the monument. Motorists have stopped to give a lift to a girl who then disappeared. Bessie is also said to appear every time the stone is disturbed. The A60 Nottingham Road was widened in the 30s and the stone was moved back several feet. An eerie figure was seen loitering around the spot where the stone used to be for the number of days afterwards. Summer sightings were reported 20 years later after the stone was hit by a car. The ghost of Shepherd was also seen many times by staff on the wards of the old Harlow Wood Hospital, which is now closed. In 1988, the police were called to Bessie Shepherd's grave in Papalwick because vandals had removed the gravestone. To publicise the incident, police officers and photographer visited the stone on the A60 monument. While they were there, being photographed touching the stone, one of the officers had a revelation and immediately returned to Papalwick and located the missing gravestone buried in vegetation 200 feet away from the grave, and they returned it to its original site. The headstone was later removed to help keep the location of the grave secret.
An affecting tale. Very sad, isn't it?